Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. The weather. Everybody talks about it, but nobody does anything about it. That's usually not a problem until extreme weather comes along, and then everybody wants to do something about it. And this week on Morning Prayer, we've been seeing that we aren't necessarily helpless in the face of destructive weather. Here's another example from the Bible. The Apostle Paul was a prisoner on a ship out at sea. He had warned the soldier in charge that they should stay in port, but the ship captain said everything would be fine, even though it was past the usual time of year for such a trip. So they set sail. Then a huge tempest came up. No sun or stars were seen for days, and everyone figured the storm would sink the ship. Everyone except Paul, that is. He'd kept quiet all this time, probably turning to God to see what would happen. And his prayer was effective. He told everyone that an angel of God had told him that while the ship would be lost, they'd all be safe. In other words, his understanding of and faith in the power of good let him know they weren't going to die, despite the mistakes that had been made and how bad things looked. His spiritual understanding trumped it all, and everyone did make it safe to land after the tempest destroyed the ship. Like Christ Jesus, Paul understood that good is an active force in the world, and that people can understand how to experience that good, even in dire circumstances. May we understand and experience that good too. Amen.